50208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and I love craft beer. Living in Austin, the craft beer capital of Texas, there's no shortage of great brews to try out. That's why I decided to make this show. I got my best friends Carter and Wendy with me, and together we're going to try new beers and really stretch ourselves to the limits of our taste buds. Because we know that beer is more than just the fizzy yellow stuff you see on TV. This is Tap Heads.
You have one thing on your mind
just
to say?
Just one thing to say.
Well, say it. We're recording.
Embeerment.
Oh. Embeerment?
Yeah. I saw.
What?
So, you know how the impeachment inquiry is starting or whatever, those talks? I saw Lizzo tweet before I heard the news, and it didn't make sense. It just had the I am, and there was a peach emoji, and it said meant. And rather than reading it as impeachment, I read it as I moment. And I was like, why did she put a peach? And so now I'm just subbing that for other words.
Embeerment?
Embeerment, yes. Or I'm beerment.
I'm beerment.
All right.
I'm not beerment. I'm Robbie DeShazer. This is Tap Heads. That was a good little fun bit there. Welcome to Tap Heads, the only show on the internet that has me and my friends drinking beer, but not beer this episode. We moved on. This is
so. I mean, this is already, you haven't even finished doing the introduction, but I want to know, like, what makes it not a beer, but okay.
I mean, we'll talk about it.
Perfect.
It's
for those cider. Of you who follow the show on Twitter, you'll know I did a lot of research. We'll get into it, Wendy.
All right.
Speaking of Wendy, to my right is the wonderful Miss Wendy Lopez.
Thank you.
At wonderful Wendy with a W.
W.
All W's.
Thank you.
All W's. It is Wendy's World.
Wendy's World. Wendy's World. Thank you.
Party time. Excellent.
Excellent.
Right. To her right, my other co-host, the esteemed Mr. Carlton Spilliards.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing? I had dinner with Dave Grohl last night.
I mean, technically, you had dinner where Dave Grohl was having dinner. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm not saying what he had dinner with Dave Grohl last night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Carlton Spilliards.
Yes. Carlton Spilliards had dinner with Dave Grohl. David Grohl.
I said
David Grohl.
Girl.
I sent Jackie and Maddie that card, and I was like, notice something strange? This was for Carter, and Jackie circled your name, but it said, she wrote it as Carlton, and I was like, you know, that also does look like a U. Overall, miss the name Carter.
Do you want to tell that story real quick so people know what we're talking about?
Oh, no, I was at dinner.
With Dave Grohl.
With Dave Grohl. He was there. He was at the restaurant I was at. And my guests I was with were like, is that Dave Grohl? And I looked, and I was like, it looks like Dave Grohl. We brought the waitress over, and the waitress said, yeah, I think that was Dave Grohl. So, all in all, I had dinner with Dave Grohl.
But also, why is your name Carlton?
Oh, because it was my birthday. It's my birthday tomorrow.
When this is released, your birthday. Yes, happy birthday, Carter.
Thank you. You're all so kind. Except you, Wendy. but... No, I love
Sorry.
Her. She's great. She already threw me a party. It was very fun.
If you keep talking about how much of a friend I am, like, it's going to ruin the fabric of the show. They're going to think
it's
we
true.
Actually
They're
like
going to think we like each other.
They're going to be like, they're not sworn enemies, and call us liars.
If you guys were sworn enemies, I wouldn't have you at the same table every
Yeah,
other
the
week.
Restaurant the also, restaurant heard that it was my birthday, and they said, oh, what's your name? And I said, Carter. And they said, oh, great. And then at the end of my meal, they presented me with a birthday card that had a big happy birthday, Carlton. So I won't be, you know, naming the place, but they almost got it. I was very appreciative. The card was very nice.
Yeah.
They hand wrote you a card at a restaurant. Did they also do like a free dessert or something?
Yeah. I got a free dessert.
Wow. Too.
It was super nice.
So handwritten card is very nice in addition to a free dessert.
Yeah.
If they were giving out handwritten cards and then not doing a dessert, this is a weird thing for a restaurant to do.
The chef came out, presented it to me. It was all very nice.
Oh, my gosh. You're a fancy man.
I know.
All right, but enough about him.
Carlton Spilliards.
Enough about Carlton. Let's talk about your next
one. Yes, and then you guys know her. She's been on a handful of episodes. It's Maggie Fogwell.
Hello.
at Maggie the Fog on Instagram.
The least popular guest, just because I don't really like beer, but this is going to be my episode.
This is Maggie's episode. She's been asking to do this episode since the beginning of the show, and I'm like, we have to establish beer roots before we can do
some
cider.
Beer.
Fine.
I like how you said you're a shame that we did hard seltzer
before cider.
Well, that was a special circumstance.
Who was the other guest?
Austin Zessen.
Oh, I'm more popular than Austin Zessen.
Oh, wow.
She's calling herself the least popular guest. I'm like, we've only had two, so.
Yeah. Well, we had two guests before that, but now they're co-hosts.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So you too could
try. I got called out for,
on every episode.
Got called out for that this weekend by a listener who was like, "Why do you always tweet that it's guests Wendy and Carter?" And I'm like, I was like, "I made them a part of the intro now. Yeah. They're official." Plus it was just to get them to retweet the episode launch.
I love hearing that. I love hearing it's that great. Like now we are friends, because before it was like you were showing your friends beer and now it's like Wendy and Carter. And I'm like, that's me.
You're still my friends.
Of course.
I want to make that clear. Is we did. I didn't stop being friends with these people just because they became my co-hosts. Carter's always been my co-host.
In life.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you want to talk about other stuff that we're doing, Carter, real quick? Like do some promo at the top?
Yes.
Film Fracas is coming back.
Film Fracas is returning. So mark your calendars. October 4th.
Friday, we're moving it to Fridays.
Moving it to Fridays, so you'll be able to have your tap heads and your film fragments back to back.
Great weekend.
Going into the weekend, it's be great. Film fragments coming back. We're gonna
have we announced films or what the season is?
I don't think we've announced the films. I'm gonna say we can tell you what our season is.
Yeah.
So this season it's gonna be over the course of October, and we're doing horror movies and Halloween movies. So we're gonna get our spoop on. For this season 7?
Yeah, season 7.
Season 7. Time for a wedding. But,
we already had a wedding. And then a divorce.
Yeah, it's very exciting, though, so...
And then an old lover came back.
It's true. So, it'll be fun. I think we already announced that Phoenix will be joining us again this season, so yeah.
It's officially on the header. It's in our Twitter bio, so...
It's back, so... I'm very excited. I know... You're excited. I know that our other co-hosts are excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to bring it back.
I need to finish watching the movies.
Yes, we're going to watch one after this.
One right after this recording. So.
Yeah, so let's get into that then. Let's finish this recording so we can watch a movie.
Wait, real quick, because today is Carter's birthday, I want us to go around and say something nice about Carter, or just something about Carter if you have nothing nice to say.
Oh, just say something about Carter?
Yeah, you could describe him if you want, if you don't have anything nice to say.
do you want to start, Wendy?
Sure. Happy birthday, Carter. Appreciate our friendship and your old womanly self. Sometimes he's just a sassy older woman, or he's a 50-year-old man or a youth. I don't know, but love you.
Somewhere in between.
Maggie?
Oh, I was going to let Carter say something about himself.
Oh, okay.
His birthday.
Well, Carter. Yes, Carter.
No, wait.
I just...
You can talk as, like, someone talking to Carter, and I'll be Carter.
Hi, I'm Carter.
It sounds like you just wanted to be mean to Carter.
Even though this is a nice thing to do.
Let's just skip over me.
Carter Spilliards is the only person I know whose favorite brewery is Celis Brewery. And I think that is fantastic about him.
Yeah. Aww.
It makes him unique.
Aww. I love him. Sweet. Do you have a description?
Back to me?
Yeah.
I'll say Carter's the most avid TV watcher I've ever met.
All right.
He knows all the shows.
Yes, all
and
the
he
shows.
Introduced me to Boston Legal, which is...
Good, actually.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you been watching it?
No, I need to finish.
Well, luckily, it's all on Hulu now.
Yeah.
So check out Boston Legal on Hulu.
No, that's all on the
record. I roped her into Community, though.
If you like, so. Big Little Lies, same guy. It's true.
It is true. Has anyone had any interesting beers or ciders? If
That's
anyone
true.
Wants to drop that in there.
I had yesterday, I tweeted I went to the St. Arnold Brewery for the first time. So freaking fucking cool. Whatever, I'm going to say all the words.
Cool.
So freaking cool. And I have the Santo because it's delicious. It's the Black Kolsch we had really early on the show. And I also had...
Episode 2.
Woo, throwback. I also had the Alyssa IPA. Which was good, but it was very much hoppy, but I wanted to try it. So it's an IPA, but it was really good. Yeah, I think those are the two.
You had something on Saturday that I brought to you for the first time.
You did. You brought the Eighth Wonder Cream Ale. It was a Japanese dome foam. Yeah, that was so good. I think the last time I had, I think I told you I had not a bad experience, but like I've had like one or two cream ales I just sort of like miss. And so I really liked this one. It was light. It was delicious. I so far seem to like Eighth Wonder a lot.
Yeah, they're a really good brewery. Mm-hmm.
I also forgot. We went to Witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, we went to Witchcraft. You had...
You had an
Eighth Wonder. You had their Boysenberry cider.
That was good. It was sour. It was very much my taste, and so enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah. Same trip to Witchcraft. I had a 512 Funky Kingston from 2018 that was fantastic. It had an amazing barrel character to it.
Mm-hmm.
Real funky, sour beer. Highly recommend it. While they still got it on tap, that's a great year for it.
Yeah.
Carter?
I haven't had anything because at my party, we had all these beers that I already liked a lot. That was the last time I was really drinking. I'd had a lovely at the restaurant I was at that I'm not going to name. Had a lovely barrel-aged Manhattan. Ooh. It was very good. So that was delicious. But I haven't really had any beer.
Maggie, have I forced you to drink any beers that you actually thought were good?
Well, there was the one, I think it was actually a cider, the one from Oregon.
Oh, the passion, the Schilling Cider Passport?
Mm-hmm.
We had that on our Tavor episode, that passion fruit cider that's so good. That I think I mentioned Schilling? It already. Yeah, from Schilling.
Yeah.
They recently started distributing to Texas, so actually that's available on shelves near us right now.
Yeah.
Need to go get some more.
It's very good. There's still some in the fridge. You can crack it.
Oh.
Since it's readily available, you can crack it open. I was saving some so we could do the cocktail with Austin, but since we can now buy it, like go for it. It's your fridge too.
I guess.
It's mostly my fridge now.
Yeah, it's mostly beer.
Has beer in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, we've mentioned a little bit. We're, to be very clear, we're doing ciders this episode.
Cider!
So, hard ciders, I guess, is what we'll say. The U.S. is the only country that calls them hard ciders because the U.S. is the only country with soft cider at all, for the most part. So cider generally means an alcoholic beverage in every other part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But here we have to clarify and say this is a hard or an alcoholic cider.
Drink straight apple juice.
Yeah.
It's bold.
Yeah.
Innovative.
I mean, I get fucked up either way.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
But yes, ciders in the U.S. have a really long history dating back to the hotbeds of cider making in Great Britain. In the U.S. alone, we have three main like regions, kind of like wine. We have New York, New England, and California. Texas has also had kind of a cider boom. We now have 10 independent cideries based in Texas, which sounds like not a lot compared to like the craft beer boom where we have like...
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, 10, probably 20 in Austin alone.
Yeah.
But it's still really clear to see that cider is pretty much here to stay. And to compare it to the fact that there's about 800 cideries in the U.S. To say that 10 of them are in Texas is not bad when most of them are concentrated in those regions. So
yeah.
There's kind of this big desert flying over the Midwest, the Midwest and the central U.S. Of lacking cideries. But
so when did you say the cider started, or around when?
They've been around for hundreds of years. Right. Cideries in the U.S. really were kind of some of the first things to come back along with beer after Prohibition. And then California ciders actually are kind of a product of the wine business in California with other things to grow in your field so that you're not just planting grapes everywhere.
Some
wineries will plant olive trees or other things to keep the soil from getting worn out on just grapes, and so but other ones would grow orchards to keep the soil fresh. And
so then I know you said you specified you're like this is not a beer episode.
No,
but where would you rate ciders in their category?
So the question that a lot of people have is cider more like wine or is it more like beer?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets put in a lot of liquor stores by the beer section. It also ends up on like a lot of tap lists and along with beer lists in restaurants. Mm-hmm. So when you get the question, is cider more like beer or wine? The answer is yes, because it's kind of in a gray area. Legally speaking, it's even more in a gray area. So cider has a more similar ABV to beers than mm-hmm. wine.
Yeah.
But it's made from fermented fruit, like a wine, as opposed to a beer.
Yeah.
Federal law says that if cider is a beer, if it's under 7% ABV, it's a wine. If it's over 7% ABV, but if you get 25% or more of your fermentable sugars from your cider from any kind of malt, then it's beer again. Also, if your cider is particularly bubbly, meaning that it's above 0.39% CO2, legally it's then considered a champagne, which is a whole other ballpark and tax bracket and everything. Mm-hmm. So despite the complicated legal status, many breweries and subsidiaries of breweries are making cider. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, St. Arnold, they've had a cider for a couple years. They just started packaging it this year.
Yeah. Everyone's making ciders now.
Yeah.
They're going for
it falls in the domain of this podcast, but there's a lot of stuff that we need to talk about beforehand to, mm-hmm.
yeah.
I think, A, just kind of change some of the vocabulary that we're using and also mm-hmm. just like know what we're looking at. Another important thing is yeast. Like wine and beer, ciders are fermented by yeast, and the type of yeast that is used in ciders, the type of yeast makes it more similar to whatever it is. So if you're using a beer yeast, you're going to get a more beer-like cider. If you're using a wine yeast, you're going to mm-hmm. get a more wine-like cider.
Yeah.
And other cideries, bigger ones, tend to use like specific cider yeast, which has been developed now. So typically, if you can't find out what kind of yeast is used, you can likely assume it's a cider yeast that's mm-kay. Been developed for that. So does anyone have questions about cider before we get into
our
first beverage of the night?
Yeah.
I'm very curious about the tall one.
Yes. So we're going to have some that are fairly, fairly familiar to all of us. And this one definitely should be familiar to everyone. This is Angry Orchard Crisp Apple. This is the best-selling cider in the United States.
Yes.
No reds?
Did not grab reds.
I used to drink a lot of reds when I first started
drinking. It's so bad now.
Yeah, now I'm like, this is sugar. So.
Angry Orchard is definitely the bare minimum.
It smells delicious. It smells like those like reds. Those fruit exactly. cocktail mixers. The bare minimum. That there are.
Yeah, I don't even drink
it's
reds.
It's like your starter cider.
Yeah. Yeah. Angry Orchard is the best selling cider company in the US. In addition to being their flagship crisp apple, they are selling a number of flavored ciders, including rosé, green apple, pear, and stone dry. They also now have an unfiltered version of their mm-hmm. crisp apple.
Oh, I bet.
Which I didn't grab because I was trying to do as
basic
dry ciders as possible. Lots smells of sugar
like,
in the nose.
Smells like apple.
Smells like apple juice.
Very bubbly.
It's 5% alcohol by volume, and it uses a variety of apples, which they do list on their website, and I just didn't write down here. But
it's totally fine. There's a lot of apples.
All of these use a variety of apples. I tend to put most of the varieties in Angry Orchard are from their orchard in Walden, New York. So they're all American styles of apple.
It's honestly, it's hard not to like Angry Orchard because they're not too sugary
mm-hmm.
and it's just a very balanced kind of apple flavor. It's not too sweet, not too tart.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're the most popular.
It's also fitting that they're owned by Boston Beer Company, mm-hmm. which produces Sam Adams, which is probably Angry Orchard is probably the Sam Adams of cider. It's going to be at every bar for the most part, every generic bar that's going to have a cider. Unless
if they have a cider, one of them is Angry Orchard and the other one is maybe, you know, something else.
Here in Austin, that tap tends to get taken by Austin East Ciders.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also in some other places. When I was looking at Austin East Ciders, I found out they're in a lot more states than I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like they're one of the other best-selling ciders in the country now.
So. Yeah.
Great. I haven't had an Angry Orchard in a long time, and having it now, I'm like, this is good, and I want more again.
This tastes like freshman year of college to me.
Yeah. It's very familiar.
This tastes like something I snuck into my dorm. Like
my freshman year was reds, so.
Oh, so much reds.
We did Angry Orchard. Luckily, the CVS.
You were fancy if you brought an Angry Orchard to a party.
Yeah, I know. Also, our local bar that let anyone in when I was living up north. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it, Carter. I'm not going to say where I lived.
Oh, do you used to live somewhere before Texas?
I did. Well, I lived in Texas and then I lived somewhere else.
Oh, yeah?
Where'd I lived in live? Chicago.
Robbie, you lived... Wait.
Hold up.
No
You're
way.
You're telling me Robbie lived in Chicago, Illinois?
Chicago.
But yeah, our local
bar, water
freshman
hole.
Bar, had Angry Orchard and Stella Cidre on tap.
Ooh,
so.
Stella.
So we were fancy, and the CVS that would sell to anyone had Angry Orchard the same price as Reds, and we had all figured out very quickly which was better.
Stella cider was bougie as hell.
It is. It's, and we're gonna try it in the second half of this episode.
Oh, exciting!
Yes, Angry Orchard.
That is,
right now.
So Angry Orchard. We already talked about it a little bit. Tastes like apples. Very carbonated. Doesn't linger on your mouth a ton, but there is.
That it's not too artificial tasting, because some of these like super mass produced cider, especially reds, and I've had others like reds where it tastes very much almost like a fake apple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like an apple flavoring. This one at least tastes like apple juice.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
We'll compare with the others.
Sure, on top of that. Yeah. But
next, we're going to go ahead. Does anyone have anything else to add to the...
I love cider and alcohol. So Robbie's opening up the Austin East Ciders Original. Just a little anecdote for me. Met a guy that worked at the East Ciders. He was really cute. Haven't seen him since.
He just worked for a company.
He worked in the marketing department. I mentioned it before.
Yeah.
I wish you nothing but happiness.
Yeah. I highly recommend the East Ciders Collaboratory.
Oh, yeah. Their taproom is fantastic.
Cool. I was going to say, if you live in Austin or near Austin, go check it out.
It would be so fun to go. Great. They do music, they do trivia, comedy, all these things every night. So.
And they have special flavors of East Ciders that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Doing research, I was looking at what their taproom exclusives were right now. Not to draw anyone away at this exact moment, but their barrel aged right now is just a gin barrel aged, which I was like...
We had that last time we were there, and it was flat and warm.
And also because of that, the gin was so easy to pick up. It was
so it tasted. I mean, I didn't mind the flavor.
But you also like gin.
Yeah, it was also kind of strange.
Yeah,
because it was warm and flat, and I didn't know if it was supposed to be like that or if it had been sitting out too long. But it was. Definitely
I was really hoping that their bourbon barrel aged was going to be on tap right now, and I could have gotten a growler of that, which is some of my favorite cider in the entire world.
Very good.
Also, the tequila barrel aged.
The tequila barrel aged is also
really
very good
too. When they have
I know. When is this happening?
I don't know. Well, they didn't have those two in the spring, so we might bring. I might go get a growler of those.
We still need to go to maybe next week. I need to go to. Bar and get some, or not the tap room and get beer to go.
Yeah,
I want to celebrate.
That's what I'm doing.
All right,
I need to get my Waller Creek.
Yes. All right, so we've poured the Austin East Ciders from here in Austin, Texas. Original dry cider. It's 5% ABV. Uses a mix of European bittersweet apples and American dessert apples. It also uses wine yeast.
Wine yeast.
Mm. The thing about East Ciders that's always thrown me off is the nose. It has a very particular...
It does. And I think that might be that wine yeast.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's it definitely doesn't smell sweet.
It's got kind it's of an definitely odd much... scent. It smells kind of like a champagne, which makes sense.
In addition to this original dry, they make a variety of flavored ciders, including Texas honey, pineapple, ruby red grapefruit, and more. My personal favorite, hopped cider, is currently quote unquote on vacation / retired because I was the only one buying it.
I always liked it too.
I love it. I've got a sticker of it on my laptop of the hopped cider.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyone take a taste? Anyone?
I did.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about it.
In comparison, extremely not sweet.
Very dry.
Compared to the Angry Orchard, which, like Carter said, very sweet and tastes like apples or whatever. This does not taste like that, you know?
Yeah. I would definitely recommend, if you are interested, if you like Angry Orchard and you want to try Austin East Ciders, go with the Texas Honey first.
Or the pineapple. The pineapple.
Pineapple and Texas Honey are both super sweet in comparison.
But I think it's good for people who are beer drinkers but don't want, just aren't, want something light, you know, in the meantime.
Yeah.
So, like, the original's good. It is good.
It's definitely less apple-y, too.
Mm-hmm. It's very dry.
Not terribly offensive if people don't like sweet drinks.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's pretty dry.
If anything, that's
tart.
Really nice. Yeah. Like, if you don't want a beer,
yeah.
You know, because you don't want the yeasty malt taste.
Because I'm not a huge sweetie drinks person. Mm-hmm. I don't really like super sweet cocktails and sweet wines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind ciders because I really like apple.
Yeah.
But
cider's pretty good though.
Occasionally, yeah, there'll be a cider I'm like, ooh, that's like super sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can always count on these ciders to be like, I know this isn't going to be, you know, over the top.
It's yeah.
Kind of tart and very much kind of like a champagne cider.
When there were times where we were drinking a lot of yeast ciders,
mm-hmm.
it didn't have the same effect as like nights that we would like make mojitos and drink mm-hmm. a ton of those, where I would get like a sugar hangover.
Yeah.
This very much was like, mm-hmm. oh.
Also, I'm a big fan of their like extra dry, the Brut. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Well, that's what I was gonna. I was gonna ask
the light blue label.
Yeah.
It's very, like, very dry. I quite enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but that's okay. We also disagree on the rosé cider from...
Yeah, the rosé cider from East Ciders is not rosé. It's rose. It's like rose water in cider.
I agree.
I need a soundboard button of you saying that. This is like the eighth time on the show that I bring it up just to get you to rant.
But it's like, it's not rosé. Rosé doesn't taste like rose.
It's very weird.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so... East Cider's really good, not as sweet, the original. However, if you want sweet, there are some extremely sweet flavors, like Robbie and Maggie mentioned, the honey, the pineapple, the watermelon, I think is pretty sweet,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And then you also have, like, interesting flavors, which is really fun, because the ingredients seem so simple for a cider that they really change it up, and so it's fun to
when
have
they do the when they have it out, the Maker's Stash... rosemary and pear, that's one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I heard that sold out so fast.
Did you not try some at Hot Luck?
No.
Yeah.
I had the pear. Good. I did have the pear.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah,
but before that, I heard when in store it was like sold out. They have some really cool cans.
In case you ever wondered if pear tastes different from apples in a cider, you can taste the difference.
So yes, cider and perry are actually two different drinks made in pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
But if a cidery is making a true perry, they aren't using any apples in it at all.
I love a good pear.
I haven't tried. So, East Cider does a pumpkin flavor, right?
Yes. I'm not a big pumpkin person.
It's spiced.
They're spiced.
Are you talking about
spiced? It's interesting.
I haven't tried it. I like it okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of their watermelon cider because you cannot taste the watermelon at all.
It just tastes watery.
Yep.
Do we want to talk about our next one?
Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah. I was also going to let Wendy catch up on
labels. Labels
and cans.
Stuff. So, Angry Orchard, sorry to go back. You know, just the trees and some skyline in the background. Can't tell you the city it is. Someone bit an apple and then didn't finish it because they were so angry. Yeah, that's that one. Austin East Ciders, one of my favorite cans of beer and ciders that I've seen just because it's cool, it's simple.
Minimalist, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I love it. I love it. It looks cool, and I like bold colors and strong like illustration like shape. So I like it.
I love their hashtag cider y'all.
Cider y'all.
So thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Our next one is Samuel Smith. Samuel Smith Brewery from Yorkshire, in the UK. This is their organic cider. It's 5% ABV. Uses a mix of European apples, and it uses a wine yeast. Samuel Smith's is the oldest brewery in Yorkshire. It's known for their fantastic cider, as well as their variety of stouts and porters. Samuel Smith Organic Cider is one of the oldest offerings available in the current craft cider market.
All right.
It's also one of the most readily available.
It's got kind of an interesting nose. It's got kind of a spiced smell.
It does. I kind
of smell.
It's a little bit darker than the other ciders.
It smells kind of funky.
It smells a bit like red wine, like a very little hint of red wine.
The bottle has art that looks like you'd frame it in your grandmother's house. You know,
it does look rather antique.
The bottle's also really interesting because it's extremely long.
It's a very tall bottle. Yeah.
They really want you to know it's organic.
Yeah, it is definitely that that UK bottle there. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This smell is weird. It smells.
Yeah, it's like kind of a
spice. Like dusty.
Almost. Yeah, a little bit. It literally smells like a grandma.
Yeah.
What do you smell, Wendy?
I'm having a hard time. I already sucked at smelling. I just know there's cider in here, and I'm going to drink it.
Okay. That case.
A little bit darker. These are all pretty much the same color.
Yeah, this one is a little bit darker.
Ooh.
But.
This tastes, it reminds me of wine.
Yeah.
Not nearly as fizzy.
No.
Not at all.
Definitely using wine yeast.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Tastes like apple wine.
Yeah, I feel like if I kept drinking, I'm going to get drunk. Like
it's the same ABV as the other two we just had.
But it's just the yeast is different. It
doesn't taste super boozy.
No.
It's just,
resembles wine.
Different, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me read you the back. A medium dry cider with a brilliant strong color.
We're going to stop.
Cream soups. Wait, serving suggestions. Cream soup, salad with vinaigrette dressing, companion to pork dishes. And wonderful to clean the palate after spicy food, yet subtle enough to pair with delicate flavors.
It is a subtle flavor, which I like. The other two are rather overt, and this one's a very subtle flavor.
This would go well.
The pint's like not as carbonated.
I mean, this would go well definitely with like, English pub fare.
Mm-hmm.
But also I could see it like going well with like Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
With like,
This would great. The thing masala. With it is it would go great. This would go great with like a sweet profile.
With a curry.
Savory.
Yeah. I love as curry. They say.
Go this, really well with the curry.
This tastes like a very simple and plain apple pudding sauce.
Apple pudding.
Apple pudding.
Yeah. I can eat with some apple Newtons.
We don't want to go into the technicalities of pudding and sauce right now.
No, we don't. Jeez, that's a whole other episode, isn't it, Wendy?
Talking about all those puddings.
It's definitely sweeter than East Ciders, but like not too sweet. Not as sweet as Angry Orchard.
Not as sweet as Angry Orchard.
This one definitely captures a certain balance between kind of the sweetness and the tartness. This one 100% tastes organic. I don't taste any artificial. Like it doesn't taste like artificial sugars.
Yeah.
At all. It tastes all straight from the apple, which is good.
I mean,
that's what I would want from a cider.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break here and come back to you with some clean glasses and three more ciders.
Love you. Juicy apples.
juicy apples.
Shuddy had them apple bottom pants. Apples. Sorry, I didn't know if we had to pay for the song if I sing it. So I
think you can use less than 30 seconds.
Shuddy had them apple bottom cheese boots with the fur. Okay.
Yeah.
That was quick, right?
Less beautiful.
Shuddy had the apple bottom cider.
Cider.
Yeah.
Cider through the phone.
Or Cidre.
You know when I get home. Oh, Cidre. Cidre sounds like a Stella hot,
Artois.
Like...
Cidre.
Sounds like a hot foreign exchange boyfriend.
Or sorry, say Cidre, not cider. That's their ad. That's their ad for this. Cidre. It's say Cidre. Say Cidre, not cider.
I like the one with the star.
Belgians,
during Christmas time, it's quite romantic.
The next one we're doing is... Anheuser-Busch Stella Artois Cidre.
So, it's Belgium, you said?
Is it?
I was wondering because why don't they say the letters?
Stella Artois is a Belgian brand. But I don't think their cider is really Belgian.
I don't think they make this cider at all available in Europe. I think this is a cider made in the Anheuser-Busch Baldwinsville, New York.
So this place is owned by Anheuser-Busch?
Yes, that's why I said it's Anheuser-Busch Stella Artois Cidre.
Yeah.
Do that label analysis, because it'll be quick.
Fancy? Not really fancy. It's very simple, white. But I like the cidre written. It's just a giant cidre written on the middle. Cidre!
So, let's...
The bottle's listed.
Sorry, I don't mean to be, like, shitty to this one, but my research made me be.
Oh, shit. Spill the juice, Goose.
Don't go too hard on this one, right?
So it's...
You know I love it.
Cover your ears.
Stella Artois, Anheuser-Busch InBev from Baldwinsville, New York. Stella Artois Cidre. It's 4.5% ABV. It uses a blend of three different kinds of hand-picked apples.
Just three?
Well, three. So...
So, like, each bottle's made with three apples? Or, like...
Three different kinds. Three varieties. So, let's talk about something real quick. All apples in the United States are hand-picked. I don't know if anyone was...
So, the robots haven't taken those jobs yet.
Well, yeah. And we don't use tree shakers because they aren't efficient. Like, there's no reason to.
I was going to ask. Couldn't you just invent a machine that shakes the
tree?
So,
they're bruising all the apples.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
You're right.
Yeah. So, they use them in, like, the UK. And, like, it just has never caught on here as a way. So, all apples in the U.S. are hand-picked. So, when you're...
You see something that's... It's big hand on the hand-picked apples.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like most ciders somewhere on them say, made with hand-picked apples.
Yeah. Also, they don't list what three varieties of apples that they use.
And so you're saying it's fake?
It might be.
Fake cider.
Fake apple. You just said don't go
their website
too hard
shows
on it.
Three different kinds of apples. One red, one green, one yellow, but it doesn't mention what varieties they are.
So just colored apples.
Yeah.
They paint them.
It's one red apple painted
like
over.
This cider also does smell like candy.
Just to be mean to it, because they're owned by A&B InBev, they're produced, like I said, in Baldwinsville, New York, although they're likely priced like an import whenever you see it in the store.
That's whack.
Yeah, it's not that cheap.
That's whack.
So,
man, I just feel like we're all shitting on this cider. I'm spitting it. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I don't like this. That's sour.
I love this cider. It's so good.
I like it.
Okay, so...
It's more sour than sweet.
It has a sour finish.
It's more sour than sweet.
This one and it's easily got like tastes the most artificial.
I get a very potpourri-esque...
Kind of.
Like, aftertaste that like flows into my nose.
Well, I personally like it fine. I think it tastes like the Angry Orchard. If it just... was sour.
It tastes to me. It tastes like perfume. It's not.
It is cologne. Very flowery.
Yeah.
But the finish is very like. That's where I get like the big sour finish.
It's not like other ones aren't using concentrate. Most ciders are using.
Yeah.
A concentrate that they make out of the apples that they pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one tastes like I said the most kind of artificial sugary, and you can tell it on the nose. It smells almost like cotton candy.
Yeah, I get that cotton candy
throws
in the
me
nose.
Off.
Hey, Maggie, what do you think of your favorite cider?
It's still great, and it's still probably my favorite so far. I like the sour finish.
It's got a crispness to it that is nice that does distinguish it.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Crispness?
It's sweet, but it's not as like sugary sweet as the Angry Orchard,
yeah.
I feel
yeah,
like. But that's
sure.
like sour finish makes it
I feel like
feel
the
less.
What the Angry Orchard was in like the sweetness, this one's in the sour.
Yeah.
Like I feel like this is made with a lot of green apples.
Yeah. This one is also a little bit flat, I think.
That's what I was wondering. It also didn't seem very carbonated. Little to none.
Less carbonated than the others.
Yeah.
More carbonated than Samuel Smith, maybe. Mm-hmm. But not
as much as the East Siders.
Angry Orchard and the
East
Siders,
Orchard.
Yeah.
And they do make a sparkling version as well.
The Spritzer, which I don't know exactly what that is, whether that is cidre or if it's, I don't know. I looked into it. It's weird.
I think it's like a little mix. Of...
Yeah. That's an interesting brand to be sure. Yeah, altogether. Yeah, once Carter said cotton candy, I can't stop tasting cotton candy now.
It doesn't taste like cotton candy.
It disappears. Like it's got that effervescence. Like the...
Yeah. It's definitely on the nose.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Damn, you guys. Damn. You know, typically we like talk a bit more about these, but you guys are like done.
Well, I mean,
done hate
this
beer,
is.
Done.
They all are gonna taste like apple.
Yeah, there's only so much you can say.
Which is why I gave us the Angry Orchard first. I think it is a good baseline.
You should have talked about your memories with it.
Stella Artois cider. I had one at a party once and said, "Yeah, that was cool. Okay."
I used to drink a lot of it freshman year because it was the other option than Angry Orchard at that bar, like I said.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
I used to buy like 6 packs of it and take it over to Wendy's house for parties.
Party. Yeah. You fancy
a six pack of that? That'll get you through the night.
Yeah. Ooh. This next one I'm very excited about. This is Shaxbury Dry Cider, made in Vermont.
Are they the ones who did the little cute cans?
The shorties?
Yeah.
Or the shorts? Yes. Yeah.
Shorties! Shorts!
They do, yeah.
I love that can.
It's great. Shaxbury is, let me read my notes I wrote about them here. Shaxbury is one of the most prolific independent cider makers in the country. They source apples for their variety of ciders from U.S., England, Spain, and even more countries. These people are literally crazy about apple varieties, kind of the same way that like brewers are crazy about hop varieties.
Yeah.
They've got their Lost Apple Project where they're trying to revive dying varieties of apples that like are very hard to find now. So they're pretty great. They do a good number of really cool. So actually, I'm not going to pour too much of this in everyone's because we've only got a 12-ounce can.
Well, now it's wet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the liquid show too much for you? They do a great one called Ping Pong Cider that's a hopped cider in collaboration with Modern Times Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Vermonter is another like very good leather. One.
Does it?
A little bit. Smells like nature.
I get that wine.
Thank you. Kinda. Wow, this is really scent. Light and
very very light. Definitely uses the wine yeast.
It smells like nature.
Yeah,
looks and leather. It smells like a men's clothing store. Like a.
This smells fantastic. Oh my god.
What's the place on South Congress next to Home Slice?
Oh, the haberdashery place.
The men's clothing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It smells like the inside of that shop.
Oh my god! Yes, like the inside or Payless.
A
Payless.
It smells like the leather of that.
Like, it smells kind of leathery.
Kind of piney. It smells like Vermont.
Pine, yeah, it smells like
Payless
Vermont.
Is no more piney. Windy.
Oh, excuse me. Formerly known as Payless. Now Pay None because it's gone.
They make a lot of really cool ciders. Arlo is a really good one that's very interesting and very different.
Arlo.
They make a rosé cider. They were kind of the first ones to do the rosé cider. So you can thank Shaxbury for that trend.
Right. Drink it up.
This is 5.5% ABV.
Got it. I'm good, bro.
Nah. This ain't
I love this. I like it.
It's very dry.
It is bold and different. Yeah. And tastes like leather.
Tastes a little bit like leather.
Which is not what I would expect from a cider.
It's probably the driest we've had tonight.
What is that weird taste? I know what you're tasting. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that taste?
The aftertaste that tastes like leather.
No,
I'm not into this.
Who is this for? But it's 100% fresh apples. Pick better apples.
I think they also don't add any sugar to any of theirs.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's probably the natural bitterness.
Yeah, this tastes the most like raw cider.
Yeah.
Maggie is not a fan.
Not a fan.
She loves her artificial fake apples.
You know I love my artificial sweetener.
This one is like the I would want to drink out of a mug.
This one would do really well as a base for a cocktail.
I want it poured. Yes. Oh, this with some gin. Ooh.
Ew, no, never mind.
Gin.
He loves gin.
Or bourbon.
I was gonna say a cinnamon whiskey, if you will.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good.
But this might do well as with Applejack, which is a. Distilled cider into a when you distill cider into a spirit. I almost bought a bottle of Applejack for everyone to try. But.
Well, yeah, I think it's fine. It's not bad, and I think it is like you said because of the no added sugar.
Yeah,
it's a very natural. It's
difficult
taste.
To quantify, but I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, they call this sessionable. I don't know if I would drink more than one of these.
What kind of apples? I'm curious at the apples that they pick for this.
My guess is they use a lot of bittersweet apples.
Oh yeah,
Which are very popular in English ciders.
Yeah. I could drink a pint of this, but I would only have one of these, and I'd probably, sit on it, you know, so.
Yeah.
This is one that I think the flavor would get weirder as it got warmer.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would necessarily like this warm. This almost tastes like a cider that could skunk.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would, but it feels like it has the potential to.
You know how I'll put this? This is the one that tastes the least like apple juice and the most like apples.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know what kind of apples you're eating, but that's why I'm curious. Like
those tiny gala apples.
that's why I'm curious. The kind of apples and that they use.
All of these used hand-picked apples, guys. Please.
So I'm curious.
There's craftsmanship involved. These are hand-picked
apples. The two things to consider is, the kind of apples they use, and also the fact that if they're not adding sugar, you're just getting the other stuff, the yeast that they're using.
Yeah.
And water, and so, like...
Well, that yeast is eating sugar.
I wonder
exactly.
if...
Exactly. So it's becoming less and less yeast eats sugar sweetness. And poops out alcohol. Because apples can be really sweet,
I wonder, too, if... what their brewing process is like, if it's exposed to...
Well, they don't use. Are you wondering if there's a farm blanket?
Mm-hmm.
What? There's some
farm blanket. Is that what it is? Blanket. Horse blanket.
Horse blanket.
Damn it!
Yeah. Some like wild aged ales and stuff like that. They do have some wild fermented ciders in their repertoire. Because
this almost tastes like that. Like you were talking, you kind of taste the pininess. So
yeah. Did we both just have to burp?
Yeah,
it happens.
We're in sync, Robbie.
We've synced up.
I know.
Speaking of sinking and women sync up a lot. No, I was just going to say, Maggie, Christmas says she misses you, bitch.
Oh, tell her I miss her too.
All right. She specifically said, I miss that bitch. And I'm like, shout out. Okay.
Cool. Thanks for spitting in our drink.
This is a very interesting looking cider.
I was excited for this one.
This I'm very excited for. This is Texas Keeper number one.
I hope she's a keeper. I meant the beer, not...
This is Texas Keeper number one.
Uh-huh.
It is a small batch cider brewed outside of Austin, Texas.
We're outside of Austin.
Oh, my God.
That's so light.
That looks like water.
It
looks like champagne.
Yeah. Their cidery is where the Onion Creek and another creek meet. So south of here.
Slaughter Creek?
Nope.
Wrong creek.
Slaughter Lane. No.
They just take the runoff from the road.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So this is one of our four cideries in Austin. We have Argus, Austin East Ciders, Fairweather, and Texas Keeper.
This also smells like nothing, almost. It's very light.
It's a nine-apple blend.
It smell like nothing.
It's unfiltered, lightly like effervescent.
I like the smell of it.
I can never say that correctly. It's 7.5% alcohol by volume.
7.5?
7.5.
Definitely higher.
It's considered a wine, actually.
It comes in the big bottle.
Texas Keeper is a small batch cidery from just outside Austin. Number one is their flagship cider, and each year's bottle is slightly different. Because they choose the best apples that they can find to make the blend. So actually on the label itself, it shows you the percentage of each apple that is used in the mix. This is their driest cider as well.
Oh, perfect. Up Carter's alley.
I have had their Gold Rush cider, and then Cider Wisen's one of their most popular ones, which is kind of...
Cider Wisen, what's that?
Which is somewhere between a cider and a beer.
Sounds like something good.
And they also have Cider Noir.
Cider Noir?
Yeah. So,
sounds like a place I need to go.
Yeah. Their biggest ones, they use Northern Spy. 24% of this blend is Northern Spy, 17% Honeycrisp, and 16% Granny Smith.
Oh, delicious. So it should be maybe sour.
The color on this is so weird.
It's just so clear.
Yeah.
It's almost...
Honeybee yellow.
Oh, that smell is so...
Yeah.
It's very...
Smells pretty cidery, similar to Austin East Ciders.
Yeah, not dissimilar from East Ciders. Yeah, this is like air. It's like tart
air.
That's
good.
I love that. Oh my God.
That's good.
The apple flavor.
That is so cool.
Isn't strong, but
it's there and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I think this is good. This gets you. It's not super sweet. But it also just doesn't taste fake. It's good.
I feel like you should almost drink this out of a champagne flute.
Yeah, almost. It's not quite as bubbly as champagne.
I know.
But this is, it's so light. It disappears quickly.
It's gone.
I really like the lightness of it.
I love this. It's very different from all of the other five we had.
Yes.
To be clear, this is very, very different from.
Mm-hmm.
But
if
you're going to get something cool, this also isn't, for what you're getting, it's not expensive. It's like a $10
Yeah, and you get a lot.
It's a $10 750 milliliter bottle.
I'm really curious what the other ones are, because this is a really good base. And like you said, this is very dry. They have sweeter varieties, and so I want to know
what that definitely want to try like. The other ones now.
Yeah.
Oh, Bear. Bear was the other creek. Bear and Onion Creek. It's
Bear and Onion Creek.
The confluence of Bear and Onion Creeks with their philosophy that the best cider is made with the least interference. They work with small growers to ensure that they have great fruit that can speak for itself. So this is definitely the artisan cider of the bunch, which is, you know, a lot saying, considering we're talking about craft ciders here. This is fantastic, like I said. I love this. I'm still smelling cotton candy from when we did the Stella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, that was just so...
This one almost has like a very acidic, like almost metallic.
Yeah.
I do like that because I feel like
that's this... That honey, I think that comes from the Honey Crisp because it gives you that kind of that...
But I feel like the acidity and like it comes from more of the Granny Smith because it's like not fully sour, but it cuts that sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Honey Crisp, I think, is what gives it the that effervescence.
You said it tastes familiar, but like I can't
pinpoint it.
My finger on what it tastes like.
Yeah,
apples.
It does. It
maybe
tastes, it tastes more like apples than the Shaxbury did, without being with while still maintaining like while still maintaining a sweetness that is
two different things.
Well, I'm wondering.
Shaxbury is easily the most out there of the ones.
I want to know about the sugar levels, just because I remember when we did the seltzer episode and like the big difference, like 4 grams of sugar made.
Yeah.
In some of those, and so I just wonder, what would a little bit add? You know.
That's true.
A little bit would add a lot to your hangover.
That's true. Oh, what a rough day that was the next day.
I certainly felt weird.
I that night, threw up that night. Yeah.
That night it was unpleasant.
Yeah.
The night we had the ciders?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
We saw a movie. What movie did we see?
Is it Hustlers?
No, it wasn't Hustlers. We did see Hustlers later, though. We saw a movie together.
We did.
It Chapter 2.
Yes.
That's when we saw It Chapter 2.
I remember at the start of the episode how foolish and naive we were, saying like, oh, this should be easy and it's fun so far, it's and disgusting. Then at the end we're like, god, this is so hard and awful.
This, I'm glad, was a much better episode. Everything here, even the things I didn't, even the one I did not like, was still delightful.
Yeah, you know, like, and the more, like, you know, as time progresses, I've drunk more beer, and like obviously doing this with you and hanging out, I've drunk more and more beer that isn't as sweet as like the things I used to drink, and so this was fine, because that was my big concern when I found out we were doing cider. I was like, oh, man, that's going to be really sweet. But some of these are really good. And I'm like, I haven't had this in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick up a pack.
Everybody have their rankings ready?
I do.
Yeah? Carter, you want to start us off?
Sure. Coming in hot at number 6 is the Stella Artois Cider. Like I said, this was the only one that we had today that tasted fake. It was kind of, I don't know, it just was, I mean, it wasn't bad. None of these, I think, were bad. It was just easily my least favorite. It had a weird sour note that I was not a fan of, and yeah, I could taste the artificial sugars, and it smelled like cotton candy. So, it's my number 6. My number 5 is the Angry Orchard, and honestly, I really enjoyed it. It's very good. It's a very well-rounded cider. It has a delightful kind of flavor profile. It's not too sweet, it's not too tart. It very much tastes like carbonated apple juice, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
And then it's the East Ciders, another kind of staple for me. I've had East Ciders original so much, it's just kind of second nature. So both of they're kind of tied for all intents and purposes, but if I had to rank one above the other, I like the kind of dryness.
At this point, which one stays in my fridge more often is
the East Ciders. Then it's going to be the Samuel Smith Organic Cider. I actually really liked this. I liked the kind of spice notes to it. It tasted like, you get a lot of beers and ciders and stuff where they're like, oh, this is, you know, it's being brewed since the 1700s the same way, like the oldest, you know, brewed whatever or whatnot. And sometimes they taste good and sometimes, you know, They don't. And this one I thought was good, and it kind of tasted, it tasted like an old-timey kind of cider, I think. Like, it tasted very traditional. This can be the Shaxbury, leather flavor and all. I didn't mind it. I thought it was bold and different, which is kind of what I'm always looking for. It's not necessarily...
So you ranked it your number bad, two.
It was my number two. It's bold and different. I quite enjoyed it.
But you just said you didn't really mind it.
No, we didn't really mind the leather.
I didn't mind the leather flavor.
Okay.
What I'm saying.
A flavor that others might find off.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't mind it.
I'll remember that next time I light our leather candle.
Yeah, I don't like that candle.
The time you lit it before an episode, and I was like, why would you destroy what we're smelling right now?
So the Shaxbury was my number two. And then, the Texas Keeper number one is my number one. It was kind of the perfect cider. I mean, it's tart, it's dry, it's light. It's got the highest amount of booze for the least amount of flavor, so I think it's easily the most dangerous of the ciders here.
And to not be so sugary and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And be so pleasant to drink.
Because, some places,
this is a big bottle, and I feel like one could easily down this bottle. Yeah. Without any qualms, because it's not going to start tasting like booze probably until the very end.
Yeah. This is also, I'll probably talk about it when I talk about this beer too, but like this is one that I would take to like a fancy dinner party or something to like stand out without being like, here's a bottle of, cheap wine.
And I think it would pair beautifully with some foods.
Like yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres.
This would be
so light and pleasant.
It's a good one to bring to like a game night or something.
It'd be great for like a lunch too, or a brunch.
Yeah,
if you wanted to
picnic.
Do that. A picnic. This is a perfect picnic drink.
Yeah,
something out in the daytime, kind of pleasant outside.
Deviled eggs,
and I'm envisioning like pita crackers and or pita chips and things like that.
Yeah,
charcuterie.
Who wants to go next?
I guess I'll go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go against everything Carter just said.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it. That's the fun part of this show is we have different palates.
My number one would be...
Start at your number six.
Start with my number six. My number six is the Shaxbury. It's so bad. Like, I'm sorry.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan? You didn't like the shorts?
Not a fan at all. I think the shorts were actually more bearable than this one.
Really?
Wow.
I loved the I loved them both.
If any of these ciders were bad, it would be that one. The rest of them are all like pretty good drinkable ciders. And then next to that would be the Samuel Smith's one. It's an okay cider.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes fine. There's nothing bad about it. It's just... I feel like it'd be hard to drink a whole glass of it because it's so rich.
Yeah.
And would you pick it over? I mean, all of these are super readily available at even HEB here,
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't pick it over another cider.
Not to be mean to HEB, but that's, our standard grocery store here.
Yeah.
HEB.
And then after that, I'd say the East Cider's Original. It's a good cider. I feel like it's a... especially good like starter cider, especially if you're more of a beer drinker, but I've always been more of a fan of the pineapple flavor one than the original.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not bad. It's a good jumping off point if you're getting into ciders. After that, the Angry Orchard. Can't go wrong with Angry Orchard. Everyone likes it. It's sweet.
Retreat.
It's apple-y. And then my second place would be the Texas Keeper.
Oh, wow.
I think it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's kind of like a sweet white wine.
Yeah.
Wendy's asking for the rest of my cider that I haven't drunk.
She's driving, so she's drinking them. All right, so can you say
it's easy to drink.
Again?
And then my first place is the Stella Artois, the Cidre.
Cidre.
I think it's really good. I think if you're like me and you like really sweet and sour stuff, I love sweet white wines and like sour cocktails, like whiskey sour. So I'm really into the Stella one, and it's super drinkable and it's easy to find. So.
I think there was once you left ciders at my house, the Stella ciders, and you said I could have them, and I got real drunk. And he had only left like four.
Like I said, a six pack
is good.
That'll get you through a night.
Yeah. All right.
Wendy?
What's up?
With a W.
That's me. Hi, y'all. Wendy with a W here. Welcome to Tap Heads. Today's episode's about cider. We're now at the end of the show, so I'm telling you what my ranking is. Number six is the, I don't know the name. I thought it was Shackleberry.
Shaxberry.
Just not for me. No. No. it's fine. But that, I'm like, that, yeah. Because all these are fine. Like, these, I like them and stuff. But I feel like just a bit of sugar would go a long way with this one.
Yeah.
You know. So that's fine. I commend them for not using sugar. You know, you made a drinkable drink. But I'd like some sugar next time. My number five is the Stella Artois. It was good. It did taste artificial. But, I mean, juicy, sour, good. Drink it up. My number four was the Samuel Smith. I thought that was a really fun, like, the flavor profile of this one. The fact that you could taste, like, the wine yeast. Like, it resembled wine. And I was like, you know, it wasn't very carbonated either. So, that was just really good. My number three is the Angry Orchard. It was super sweet. I thought it was a great one to start with and set a base with. And the other ones just from there were very easy to, like rank around. It was good. If you have a friend who, and that's the thing with all of these, like recommending these as a starter, it's just like, it depends what, the level or what you drink coming from. So like if you're someone who drinks fruity cocktails and you want to start drinking beer or cider, I think Angry Orchard's good because it's super sweet. And then there's some of these other ones where it's like, oh, well I drink beer, but I want to drink something sweeter. There are some things I would recommend over. But Angry Orchard, I thought it was good and it made me want more. My number two is a Keeper. I thought it was great. You know, it wasn't super sweet. Like Carter said, it had the high number, like the high amount of booze. But it was just like, it was good. It wasn't like, it wasn't super carbonated like some of these. It wasn't just over the top. And I don't know. It was great. And it makes me want to drink more of these ciders and see where they fall on their like flavor, the dry, medium, sweet stuff profile. Last but not least, my number one, Austin East Cider. Great as always. Definitely not as sweet as, like, I remembered it to be compared to these other ones. I just, you know, when you drink ciders, you automatically think they're going to be super sweet because of the apples, or maybe it's just because I don't drink them enough. And so I didn't remember that this wasn't really as sweet as I thought it was. And now it makes sense that, like, because I love the pineapple, but having it compared to this, I'm like, that's super sweet. But I think Austin East Ciders makes a really good base cider to drink. And I, like Maggie said, it's a great one to bring around to people who are trying to like try something different from what they typically drink. So, yeah.
Yeah. And those East Ciders for sure, especially when you've been like having a lot of lagers and pilsners and stuff like that and Kolsch's like we were on like Saturday. You try it and you're like, oh, this is not, you're expecting it to be so much sweeter. And you're like, this is actually very refreshing.
Yeah. Which is really nice to have after drinking, you know, malty, just heavy beer all day. Yeah.
Yeah. My ranking is pretty simple. Number six, sorry, that Stella Artois to me had that cotton candy. Once Carter said cotton candy, it's all I could think of. And it's just, it's too artificial for me at this point.
You don't want to be fake, bitch.
Yeah, sure. number five is the Angry Orchard. It's a decently fine cider. It's, like I said, it sits well in the middle of, if you were to put like every mass-produced cider or every cider that's popular in the U.S. like side by side, it would probably sit very well in the middle. The other four that we had here just turned out a little bit better. My next one is Samuel Smith's. That was really interesting. I loved that wine yeast taste.
Yeah.
Something I'm definitely going to get again. I don't always say that about stuff that's my number four, because it's, you know, typically our number fours end up being pretty lackluster.
I also don't think of that. I don't associate that with you because you really like sours. And like, I feel like if you're wanting something sweet and tart, you'll get it from a sour.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. If I want something. Yeah. It. The Samuel Smiths has something that like I don't think I would normally get from something from Blue Owl.
Yeah, or which is really cool.
Any of the Jester King brews or something like that. So it is something very interesting and very cool.
Yeah.
That moves me to my number three, which is that Shaxberry. I think it's great. I get that, like, it's not as sweet. It doesn't have as much going for it in that department, but I think the flavors that were there were really cool. I also just, I love what they're doing with, like, highlighting those apple flavors above, like, maybe that apple juice flavor that a lot of other ciders get. Number two is that Austin East Cider's Original Dry. This will always be my go-to cider, honestly. Yeah. It's so good. If I want something that I'm going to drink, if I'm in a cider mood and there's something I want to drink all night long, it's going to be Austin East Cider's every time, whether it's one of their flavors or their Original Dry. Of course, probably going mostly to that Original Dry or one of their taproom exclusives if since that Hopped is on vacation right now. And then number one, no surprise here, that Texas Keeper number one. What a cool cider. What a really just interesting taste. I love that they choose their blend and they're very transparent about what they are putting in there. There's a dog chiming in who either agrees or disagrees with me. I haven't learned to speak dog yet.
Woof woof, bitch.
But yeah, that's my ranking. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been a great episode of Tap Heads. We all did our rankings. We all had a fun time. Wendy, where can people find you?
People can find me on all social media platforms and Untapped or Tapped. What's the name of
Untapped?
Untapped at Wendy with a W. Please write it out because people will say, "Oh, of course Wendy has a W." And I'm like, "No, it's Wendy with a W. Write it all out. Like Wendy with all." But yeah, you find me there. Hit me up about the beer you think we should drink or just beer you could recommend to me or the happiness and stuff in your life. I'd love to talk to you. All right.
Mr. Spilliards.
You can find me on Twitter at CA Spilliards, like spill some yard and an S. Yeah, keep your eyes open or ears open, I guess, for Film Fracas coming back October 4th. I'm very excited. Yeah. I know we all are.
And then maybe some other projects in the near
perhaps
future.
Perhaps some other projects. Maybe.
Yeah.
If we can find time.
Maggie.
I'm holding out on Twitter still.
Come on.
Much to Robbie's dismay.
Why?
No, Maddie joined it and she's thriving. She loves the memes. Follow Maddie Builder on Twitter.
All right. Well, as of now, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Maggie the Fog.
Do you want to plug Leo's Instagram?
Oh, yes. And our Bassett son, Leo, he is on Instagram as Leo Bonaparte. That's B-O-N-E-A-P-A-R-T-E. Yes.
Leo underscore Bonaparte.
Yes. Sorry.
And you can find me on Twitter and Untapped at Robbie D. Shazer. Go follow me on Twitter, especially if you live in the Austin area. I've got tons of shows and stuff where you can come out and see me live doing some improv. If I do stand up ever again, I'll probably post about it there. But also,
wait, are we promoting our work stuff or just other?
You can, yeah.
Buy tickets to Barbecue Fest.
Buy tickets
Texas to Monthly Barbecue Fest.
That's what we should do, a Tap Heads meetup outside of Barbecue Fest.
Holy shit. Like, no one at Barbecue Fest will know that's what you're there for. But I'll know.
But not like in the festival, but like just like a bottle share like outside of it, like before or after.
I'm curious. There's a thing I can't talk about. I don't think I can talk about this yet. This is a separate thing and it doesn't have to do with Barbecue Fest. I'll find out. But I'm curious to you, does barbecue pair with beer well or what specifically meats inside and stuff like that? But that's a whole other thing.
We could do an episode on that.
So much
alone.
Yeah.
We could talk about some stuff. Hold on. I have some ideas and I don't know how we get there. So
yeah.
That being said, follow me those places. Also, follow the show at Taphead Show on Twitter. Follow 5208 Media at 5208 Media on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our website, 5208media.com. And yeah, always please drink responsibly if you're drinking along with us. And, you know, always take our recommendations with a grain of salt. Our tastes are not always the same as each other. Or as you, so.
I don't know how to spell beer. I'm kidding. I don't spell beer.
It's spelled B-E-A-R.
Point is drink what you want, love who you want, live your best life.
I purposefully spelled it bear, just so you guys know.
I didn't even say anything. Oh, shit. All right, whatever, end the show.
That's the episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon. Media.